Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Christmas is over and business is business. Dilute the son of a bitch. Hi, kids. You're listening to the Chad and Cheese Podcast. This is your co-host, Joel Gecko Cheeseman.
This is Chad Old Lang Syne Soash.
On this episode, we recover from our holiday hangover and review our top three podcasts from 2022. Grab the Tylenol and join us for some recovery time, won't you? Let's do this.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.
So the Chad and Cheese holiday cards are out. Is that what I'm saying? I'm seeing them all over social media.
Yes, the U.S. fans will be the first and have those are trickling in. So the social media is great. They get a postcard, our ugly mugs, and a little message from us are on there. The international fans will hopefully get something at some point. Sending mail internationally is interesting. There is no that I can find, and please hit me up if you do know of a like direct mail, do-it-yourself card service that will send everywhere in Europe on one platform, Canada, Australia. We got a lot of fans in a lot of places.
Oh, they're all over.
I had to go to Walgreens, get it printed up, get the envelope, had to get the international stamps from the post office. I had to go old school. My 13-year-old daughter, who has great penmanship, helped me out with some of them. So international fans, don't get upset. Don't get sad if it doesn't come or hasn't come yet. By Valentine's Day, it might show up. Who knows?
Yes.
Okay. Or it might come back to me or end up somewhere in the Antarctic somewhere. But yeah, it's great. It's fun that we do that, right? I mean,
major
companies with marketing teams don't do that stuff, right? They just send the email. Don't put any heart into it at all. Like, we're just two dudes doing our thing. And I think that that's the fact that we do that is pretty cool. And I think we've actually done it since year one or two.
Well, and I have to say, next year, I put the ugly sweater picture back out there. And it had a lot of traction. As a matter of fact, I had a lot of people that actually said that they would wear the ugly sweater to their they would wear their ugly sweater to their holiday parties. So we might have to take a look at doing ugly sweaters next year.
If we get to fans wearing the ugly sweater, the next step is like rabbits boiling in a pot in our kitchen. Like we're getting into Glenn Close territory with our fans, and maybe we should pump the brakes a little bit on too much Chad and Cheese stuff.
There is no such thing. You watch your mouth.
Stickers on laptops. T-shirts, you know,
watch your mouth.
It's getting crazy. Yeah, shut your mouth.
60% of the time, it works every time.
All right, so I guess we're gonna have a year-end shout out.
Yeah,
just kind of a culmination of who we love and whatnot. I'll let you go first.
Well, I love all of you for listening, and I wanted to be able to share this intel that we've got from our Megaphone platform. So here are the 2022 podcast in review for Chad and Cheese. Total podcast listenership.
Give us
total podcast listenership up 23%.
Nice.
80% of our listeners use Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
More than 60% increase in listens on Spotify. And last but not least, the foreign podcasts. Those things are creepy as shit, but they are cool as shit as well. Veritone, our friends over there, they cloned our voices. It's AI. We did French, German, Spanish, and Portuguese. We're putting them out weekly, our weekly shows. They're being transformed into those native tongues. Yep. Sounds exactly like us. It's creepy. It's cool. And we couldn't do this without all of you and your support out there. So thank you so much. And can't wait till we can do this again in 2023.
The fans for sure get standing ovation from us. And we also couldn't do this, Chad, without our sponsors.
Oh, yes.
Trust me, kids, if it don't make money, it don't make sense. And without our sponsors, we aren't doing this show. So don't fast forward through the ads. Take some time. Listen. We exist because of them, and they are fantastic. Our our retention rate for sponsors is crazy. like if we were a Fortune 500 company, we would be really impressive. We're obviously not. Yes. But our sponsors, some have been with us since year one. That are still supporting the show, still loving us, even through acquisitions, you know, brand changes. I mean, they stick with us, and we can't do this without them. So a big shout out to our sponsors.
Hell yeah!
All right, Chad, let's get to, we got three favorite episodes each.
Mm-hmm.
We did not cross the streams. There's no duplication. So give us your first must-listen-to show from 2022.
Well, first and foremost, I want to know how you picked your top three, because I picked mine different this year than I did last year. There's no right or wrong way of doing it. I mean, this is our top pick. So, you know, last year I picked interviews only. We do about 35 to 40 interviews a year. This year, I focused on the numbers, what our listeners actually was telling me what they thought the best episodes were. So I picked one of our weekly show, one of our European show, and one of our cult brand show with Julie Callie, and then obviously European with Levin. That was my methodology, let's say, this year. How did you come up with yours?
Yeah, you and I have an interesting chemistry, and anyone who listens to the show for any period of time will know that. You know, some of our passions and what we are interested in cross a lot, but there are certain things that you really are passionate about, certain things I'm passionate about, certain things that are interesting to you and me. And so, so it's interesting chemistry, if you will. So I simply just go down and go, what do I remember? What stood out to me? What was interesting? Because you're the one who edits these shows. So you know these shows more intimately than I do, because you've listened to them multiple times. I don't think I've listened to a show of ours since about 2017. So you know these shows better than I do. So I just go through and say, what piqued my interest? What do I remember? What like caught my eye? And then I go, I go with those. So there's really no rhyme or reason. I have one interview with an author. Okay. I have one with a CEO, and I have one kind of combo show that sort of went together really well as my picks.
Okay. Well, I'm going to roll into my first one. It's from the Chad and Cheese Does Europe. And this is back on June 8th of this year.
Yep.
It was entitled Indeed versus LinkedIn Battle for Europe. This was a obviously a Chad and Cheese Does Europe podcast that had German unions smacking Elon and Tesla's back to the office for 40 hours a week edict, smack that around. Levin's thoughts on Bain Capital investment and House of HR, which was obviously huge. Florence, the nursing shift app got funding, and Levin and I had a chance to talk about nursing and dig deeper into, you know, his thoughts on healthcare and obviously staffing within Europe and healthcare. But the coup de grace, my friend, of this episode was the intelligence group's 162-page survey that breaks down the job board market in Europe, country by country. This report also included labor force data, aging data, part-time contract workforce composition, labor costs, income inequality, and your favorite, Joel, the Big Mac Index.
Oh, the Big Mac Index. Very nice.
The report demonstrated that Indeed is gaining steam and becoming the number one job board in Europe. Mm-hmm. But they are only number one in six of the 40-plus markets. So for me, this report continues to demonstrate just how hard it is to crack Europe as a vendor.
Europe's tough.
Europe has a bunch of countries in it.
And I think I speak for both of us when I say the European show has been fantastically rewarding.
Yes.
Not only from learning more about the continent and its news as it relates to our industry, but the people of Europe and engaging with them and getting to know them and creating relationships has been fantastic.
Well, I remember our first foray into this, which was Wreckfest 2019, right? When we really came to Europe, started really focusing on European tech, the differences between, you know, US and UK and Europe overall. I mean, that really opened our eyes. So when we got a chance to actually do the show with Levin, I was pretty excited about that.
Yep. Yeah. By the way, the iSIMS acquisition of Candidate ID almost made my top lists for 2022.
Welcome to all things Scottish. Our slogan is, if it's no Scottish, it's crap.
You still gave him a golf clap. That's all I got to say.
Would you guys let that go, for God's sakes? Would you let it go? I don't think Adam is hurt anymore by that. All right, let's get to my first show. So one of the shows that we did was Dan Pink back in the day. And sometimes we get guests on that are just interesting, energetic. Mm-hmm. They have a view of the world that's unique, that's sort of outside of recruitment. Somehow we're able to bring them in and tell stories about how it relates to what we do. And for me, Robert Kerbeck, author of Ruse, Lying the American Dream from Hollywood to Wall Street, was just fascinating. It was outside the box of what we normally talk about. Just a little bit about the episode. Robert, 80s actor. He was in New York to support himself. He was waiting tables, apprenticeship. He became a corporate spy. So he would go and figure out what companies were doing in terms of recruitment, corporate secrets. Anyway, I'm not doing it justice. You have to go check this episode out. My favorite part was we asked him three picks of who do you marry, who do you fuck, and who do you kill? And the one I remember most is he would kill Madonna. So that gives you an idea. Talks about his sexual adventures of the 80s. He hung out with OJ.
Yes.
George Clooney.
Oh, great stories. Great
with
stories.
Paul Newman. It just goes on.
His wife worked for Madonna. Yes. His wife worked for Madonna. Yeah. I mean, it's just like so awesome.
Madonna wouldn't let you look at her. The part of the book, so there's a description of the book. It says, Kerbeck shares the lies he told, the celebrities he screwed, and those who screwed him, the cons he ran, and the money he made and lost along the way. If that doesn't get your attention to go check out that episode, I don't know what will. But that was one of my favorite episodes from 2022.
I'm with you there.
All right. When we get back, we'll talk about some more of our favorite episodes.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Business leadership, ownership, and sales can be challenging. Tune into the Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast to learn from the world's experts. Join me, your host, Diane Helbig, as I chat with people who have expertise in various areas of business. You'll enjoy the lively conversations that are focused on providing you with the ideas, tips, and suggestions you need to realize greater success. Get what you need for your business when you need it from the people who have the answers. Accelerate Your Business Growth is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network and is available on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, Chad, give us fave number two.
All right, my top episode, this next one comes from a weekly show that we dropped on September 2nd, and it's entitled Smart Recruiters, Times Are Changing. On this episode, we were both surprised to hear that, first and foremost, YouTube is the number one podcast platform. I think that surprised us both. And then we jumped right into CEOs being on the clock. Jerome stepped down as the CEO at Smart Recruiters, while the CFO, Jeremy Johnson, stepped in as the interim CEO. Also, during that episode, Snagajob downsized, and it seemed like CEO Matthew Stevenson's shot clock was running out. Then, right on cue, this week, Snagajob appoints a new CEO, Keith Forshew, who was Snag's chief product officer. So Snag was signaling back in September, but they kept the CEO in place without the need for a clunky move to an interim CEO like SmartRecruiters. What the hell happened at SmartRecruiters that they needed to actually kick the CEO to the curb like that? Yeah. Clients and shareholders want finesse. They want the air of control. And what they don't want is a dramatic move that happened months ago without a CEO in a seat. So back to Snag real quick. I believe much like Monster.com, Snag lost its way years ago. Matthew was a guy who couldn't right the ship fast enough. I mean, it was, to be quite frank, Snag to me is a sinking ship.
Yep.
And he just couldn't keep it afloat. But why hasn't Snag and ZipRecruiter been knocking the cover off the ball? Those are, you know, those are the questions I have.
And good questions they are. And maybe we'll answer them in 2023.
Let's hope.
But for now, let's move to my second fave of the year. So this is a little bit of a, I'm going to cheat a little bit. Okay. I'm going to put two episodes into one, but I think they complement each other so well that you have to put them together. So
I appreciate it.
Yeah. We talk a lot about Indeed on this fucking show, partly because people love it. When we talk about Indeed, like the numbers are there that you guys love listening about or hearing about Indeed. So one of the benefits that we have on this show is that we are old and we've been through 20 plus years in this industry, which means we know some people.
Stop calling me old, fucker.
We have some context. We were there, right? We were at Woodstock, so we can talk about it. And we know the people that were there with us. And the first one comes in. We interviewed Tim Dineen, who was, I don't know, let's call him the SEO guy at Indeed, which if you know about Indeed, the thing was built on Google. Like the thing was built on search. So if you want to point to someone who was integral in the success of Indeed, it was Tim Dineen, who went on to found Recruitix. And we talked to him for a good hour, I think, about the history of Indeed, starting it up, you know, Craigslist banning them from scraping the site, fear of, you know, Monster at the time, laughing at companies that do Super Bowl ads, which is amusing because Indeed does so many ads today. But it really gives you, if you work at Indeed or are interested in like the industry, it's such a great historical perspective of how Indeed became the 800-pound gorilla in our space. And my tie-in with that episode is our talk with Jim Durbin, the self-professed
Indeed whisperer. Yes.
Indeed whisperer, right? So he wanted to come on, and he deals with them intimately through customers and his own stuff and advertising. And what? So we brought Jim on the show to talk about what's going on Indeed. What are you seeing? What's your predictions for the future? Where are they going? What are they doing? And I think he helped frame from his perspective what's going on in Indeed. So we talk a lot of Indeed on the show. To me, these are the two episodes that really sort of tie in together really well and bring the Indeed news, commentary, editorial opinion together on those two shows. If you're interested in Indeed, you got to listen to those two episodes.
Yes, great shows. And I can't tell you how many people actually reached out after and said, yeah, thanks for bringing those guys on.
Yep. No doubt. Let's take a quick break and we'll get to our final faves when we return.
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listenersurvey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
All right, Chad, let's get your final fave from 2022.
Okay, my last pick for top episodes for 2022 is from our cult brand series dropped on October 3rd, which was entitled TikTok is Glassdoor Gone Wild. The first topic on this show is about something that I believe is probably the biggest conversation in our space right now, and it's pay equity. In this episode, we start off talking about salary transparency, the actual article that Julie Calley wrote on recruitmentmarketing.com, and it quickly bleeds into wage equity. These are two different yet connected topics. Both of these topics will not go away no matter how badly employers want it to go away, especially with New York City and California joining Colorado and dropping laws that mandate salaries on jobs. Julie and I got into a little bit of a spat on how hard or easy it is for hiring companies to make this happen. But no matter what, it's a hot topic. Awesome conversation, and the debate's definitely not going away. Then we talk about TikTok.
Yep.
We talk about TikTok just about as much as we talk about OnlyFans. It's all the rage. And TikTok every time a new platform comes in, new technology, something that is all the rage, the first thing a company asks is, how do I get my jobs on that, on TikTok or what have you? They just don't understand it. So this episode digs into what TikTok can actually help a company do. Not about posting jobs and doing the 1990s bullshit that we did back in the day, but actually evolving and learning how to use these new platforms. So really cool. I loved listening to it again today.
Yeah, nice. So the question is, does TikTok get banned in 2023? And we stop talking about it because no one can use it in the free world, if you will.
I'd say no.
All right, let's get to my final favorite episode. That's right. Let's build the sucker up. All right, let's talk about assessments. Let me start that over.
I thought you were going to say incest. I'm like, no, we're not talking about incest on this show. No.
All right. So I'd say a few times a year we have a guest that you book, and it's about something that, frankly, when I think about assessments,
60% of the time it works. Every time.
And I was like, okay, let's do this thing. And we had Caitlin McGregor.
Yes.
Who is CEO at Plum, as well as being a Canadian. And she came on and talked about assessments, which was fantastic. I was engaged the whole time. She's obviously very eloquent. She is very passionate about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. We're still using World War II technology. Like, she went into the history of assessments, where we are today. Mm-hmm. She may or may not have thrown some companies under the bus, which was fun. And Hung Lee, our favorite porn star, by the way, if you haven't checked him out. So Hung Lee does his newsletter, and he highlights us occasionally. And this was one of his favorite episodes as well, which held some weight to me. So this is what Hung Lee said about assessment witchcraft with Caitlin McGregor, that episode. So Hung Lee said, quote, Chad and Cheese are back with a great conversation on assessment with Caitlin McGregor, which dives into history, sociology, and foundational tenets of assessments. It's fundamentally an assessment for an individual who we assess in isolation from others when we are social and will eventually work with others. So if you're even not that interested in assessments, I think this interview with Caitlin was fantastic from a lot of different angles. And that rounds up my favorite three episodes from 2022. In summary, I've got The Ruse Author, I've got Indeed with Tim Dineen and Jim Durbin, and Assessment Witchcraft with Caitlin McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
And your three were again?
My three were Indeed versus LinkedIn. Levin and I had fun with that on the battle for Europe. Then our weekly show had Smart Recruiters, Times They Are Changing, talking about Jerome stepping down and Snagajob having issues. And last but not least, TikTok is Glassdoor Gone Wild, where Julie Calley schooled us on pay transparency and TikTok, recruiting a different way with TikTok.
Shockingly, no unicorns were mentioned in this episode as our top three shows. Shocking. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Well, Chad, been a great year. We'll be back with our prediction show. We'll be back with real news and commentary when the world gets out of its holiday funk. Happy holidays to you. Merry New Year.
Happy holidays.
Happy New Year. All that good stuff. And looking forward to 2023 and all the great episodes that we'll be able to talk about on this same show a year from today, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, kids, we out.
We out.
Thank you for listening to, what's it called? A podcast. The Chad. The Cheese. Brilliant. They talk about recruiting. They talk about technology. But most of all, they talk about nothing. Just a lot of shout-outs of people you don't even know. And yet, you're listening. It's incredible. And not one word about cheese. Not one. Cheddar. Blue. Nacho. Pepper Jack. Swiss. So many cheeses. And not one word. So weird. Anywho, be sure to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. And while you're at it, visit www.chadcheese.com. Just don't expect to find any recipes for grilled cheese. It's so weird. We out!
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.